Psalms 122 and verse 1. Listen close. I want to ask us tonight, me included, what does the house of God mean to you? Did you hear that? What does the house of God really mean to you? What does the church and the assembly of saints really, really mean to you in this hour? Oh, Jesus. David said, Psalm 122, verse 1, I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Our feet shall stand within thy gates, O Jerusalem. Jerusalem is builded as a city that is compact together. Whither the tribes go up, the tribes of the Lord, unto the testimony of Israel, to give thanks unto the name of the Lord. You may be seated. Jerusalem, Jerusalem, old Jerusalem. The temple was built there on the hill of Jerusalem. And inside of that temple was the holy place and the most holy place and the Ark of the Covenant. God's presence would come down. His glory would come down as they would begin to worship. David, why did he say, I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Could it be he got a lot of blessings and he looked back in his past and he said, Lord, there's many, many times I came to the house of God. I came to worship you. I came because I loved you, but I was heavy laden. I was pressed. I was troubled. I had many enemies. But, oh, Lord, when I walked into thy gates and into thy courts, I felt something, Lord. When I entered into the gates with thanksgiving and into thy courts with praise. Lord, those so many times I was troubled. But oh God, I remember those past times. Dear God, when I came into your presence, you lifted my soul. You lifted my spirit. I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. It's the best place. This side of heaven is the house of the Lord. Can you raise a little hand here tonight? What did you all feel? Just want to go through the psalms or through the praises. The house of the Lord, the assembly of the saints, where they gather and they worship the Lord in the spirit and in the truth. Brother J.D., where they lift up holy hands without wrath and without doubting. Lifting up the hands in the sanctuary and blessing the Lord. Hallelujah. That's the reason I like to come to the house of God. I come into the place of like precious faith. Brother Danny's got faith in the Lord. Sister Sue makes that long trip all the way out there in West Liberty. J.D. and Ann from Carter County coming. Why do you come that far? Why? There's not very many churches you can feel the presence of the Lord in. There's not very many churches you can go into where they like to obey the Spirit of the Lord. Whether we preach or we don't preach. Whether the Lord wants to move in the song. Or whether people come up to be anointed. David said, I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. I'm telling you, as long as the Lord is there, that's all that matters. Ain't you glad he'll spread a table in the presence? Hallelujah, that we can eat of the Master's table. I was glad, glory to God, all those past blessings.
Praise the Lord.
Hang with me a while. You all ready?
Yeah.
I got on my computer and printed these out as fast as I could. I didn't study at all, so here we go. What's your greatest desire and what's your greatest longing? Where is the answer to all of your questions and problems in life? Where is it? David said in Psalm 27 and 1, Brother Ron can quote it, the Lord is my life. light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? Listen, one thing have I desired of the Lord, and that will I seek after, that I may dwell, D-W-E-L-L, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and inquire in his temple. For in the time of trouble he shall hide me where? In his pavilion, in the secret of his what? His tabernacle shall he hide me. He shall set me up upon a rock. It seems to imply that when David came to church, he found a hiding place, and he found a place of refuge, and he found a place of strength, a place to bring his burdens and his cares, and a hiding place from the enemy. He came to worship and to praise the Lord. One desire, one thing have I desired, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, and to inquire in his temple, and to behold his beauty. There ain't nothing, Brother Danny, any more purity in my eye that I've ever seen. It's the glow of God coming down on the saints as they raise their hand and worship the Lord. He comes upon the singer. He comes upon the music. His anointing comes in the testimony. It comes in the word of the living God. That's the reason I like the house of the Lord. No place on earth any more beautiful than to see a saint radiating. Hallelujah. Woo! Oh, glory to God. Praise the Lord. I love the house of the Lord. I love him. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Oh, Jesus.
Yes.
Hallelujah. He said, and now, because I've done that, and I love his house, and I put him first, and I'm faithful, and I'm committed, because I've done that, whoo, oh, my. And now shall mine head be lifted up above mine enemies round about me. Therefore will I offer in his tabernacle sacrifices of joy. I will sing, yea, I will sing praises unto the Lord. Whereat in the tabernacle of God, in the church.
Come on.
What did you bring God tonight? Did you bring him a praise?
Yes.
Did you bring him a praise and a worship? Did you bring him a wave offering? Glory to God. Ain't you glad inside of those glass doors, Brother Ron, you can walk in, hallelujah, into the very presence of the Lord? My God. And my head shall be lifted up above all of my enemies round about me. My strength is in the house of the Lord.
Yeah.
My victory is in the presence of the Lord.
Yes. Yes. Praise yes.
the Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Glory, glory, glory. Glory.
What else is found in God's house? Psalm 36 and 7. How excellent is thy loving kindness. It's excellent. It can't be improved. It's perfect. How excellent is thy loving kindness, O God. Therefore the children of men put their trust, listen, under the shadow of thy wings. It just seems David, the Holy Ghost through him, is saying God's got a big set of wings. God hovers over his own. God hovers over the saints. God spreads his wings out over the redeemed. There's a hiding place in God. Raise your other hand. There's a hiding place. When the heat of the day comes, Lord, and it's dry and it's hot, ain't you glad you got a shelter to run to? He is my refuge. He's my shelter in the time of storm. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He keeps me as the apple of his eye. I'm glad like one of those little bitties and one of those baby chickens when the storm rages and the thunder rolls and the lightning flashes. That old mother hen, she'll spread those wings out and she clucks a certain way as if to say, children, run to me now. The storm is getting ready. It's coming out over the horizon. It's getting dark and the winds are blowing and the rains are going to pour. Come on, get under my wing. Come on, I am your shelter. Run to me. Give him a praise in the house.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Oh, I tell you what, I love when God feeds me stuff like this. I do. I get so excited. Oh, yeah. I'll run with my notes. I said, Mary's in there fixing, what was I get, a couple days ago or so. I run in there, I said, you got to hear this.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my Lord. Honest to goodness, I preach before I get here.
Oh, yeah.
That's the truth.
Amen.
Oh, yeah. Amen. I hear it
was. Listen, he goes on to say, they shall be abundantly satisfied. That's an overflow. They shall be abundantly satisfied with the fatness of the house. Oh my goodness.
Come on.
There is nourishment and there is bread in God's house. Are you hungry? There is sustaining strength in God's house. And thou shalt make them drink of the river of thy pleasures. Where at? In the house of the Lord. Can I tell us, Brother Ron, there's living water flowing in God's house.
Yes.
It flows to quench the thirst. It satisfies the longing soul. For with thee is a fountain of life. In thy light shall we see light. There's light in God's house to guide. There's a fountain that'll never run dry. They shall be abundantly satisfied. Hallelujah. With fatness in the house of the Lord. I don't want to be lean in my soul. I want to be fed and prospered and nourished in my soul. Well, glory to God, I want to be spiritually healthy. Raise your head and give him a praise. Well, glory to God. I want to gain weight in this thing.
Praise the Lord.
Okay, if I gain enough weight spiritually, that devil knows not to come up. Man, he's too big for me.
Come on, brother.
Come on.
Well, glory to God. I'm glad I got something a long time ago that's keeping me. Well, praise the Lord for heaven.
Yeah.
He's too big to handle. It ain't Tommy Romans. It ain't flesh and blood. But it's what I got back in 1974. Hallelujah to God. This salvation is powerful. It'll keep you.
Yes. Praise the Lord.
Be fat. Lord, make me fat.
Yes, come on.
In the right way.
Lord. Oh, Jesus.
David said in Psalms 26:5, I have hated the congregation of evildoers, and I will not sit with the wicked.
Amen.
I will wash my hands in innocency. So will I compass thine altar. Oh, Lord, where's the altar? Where's the altar?
Come on.
Home and in the house.
Wash my hands in innocency. Brother Danny, I came out of the world.
Come on.
I burnt the bridges. Come on. I broke off all the cords and the chains and everything, and I came out from the midst of the ungodly and the evil. And I joined the blood-bought crowd. Holy, 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 holy. I wash my hands in innocency. I belong unto the Lord now. I am His. So I believe I'll just visit the altar. I'll come to the altar and I'll offer him a sacrifice. Who is the sacrifice? It ain't lambs, goats, bullocks. It's us. Come on now. Give unto him the glory due in his name. Hallelujah to the Lord. Give yourself unto the Lord. I'll sacrifice your will, everything about you to the Lord, and say, here I am, God, no reservations.
Yes, praise the Lord. Amen.
He said, that I may publish with the voice of thanksgiving and tell of all thy wondrous works. Where at, David? In the congregation of the Lord. Lord, I have loved, past tense, and I do it now. I have loved the habitation of thy house and the place where thine honor dwelleth.
Yes. Listen,
he goes on, my foot standeth in an even place. Where at, David? In the congregations will I bless the Lord. Oh, Psalmist David, what are you saying? I'm glad I came out of the world. I departed from the evil crowd and that worldly bunch. My heart is in the house of the Lord where God's Spirit dwells and where He's a moving. When I'm in church, listen, as long as I stay in God's presence and I'm faithful to the house of the Lord, He said, my feet are on even ground. I don't ever have to worry about sliding or falling. I come to church to praise my Lord and to thank Him for all that He's done for me. I don't want to build on an incline. No, Lord, up to you there's an even place in the house of the Lord. Ain't you glad God will bring you out and set your feet in a large room in an even place? Well, glory to God, I don't have to worry about falling. I don't have to worry about going down. I'm not on an incline, but I'm on an upward way. I feel the Lord giving my praise in my house. I'm planted. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
This thing's bigger than I am. How much do we and do you? How much do you all long for God's house?
Oh, my.
Brother Danny, you're all way so far out there, maybe so many miles. Those times that you couldn't come. When church time rolled around and you looked at the clock on the wall, did your heart actually inside beat? Saying, I miss being there, Lord. I miss my brothers and sisters. I miss that help. I miss that encouragement. I miss that inspiration. Oh, I feel Him. What does this place mean to you? What's the house of the Lord? How important is it to you to come and to worship Him with your brothers and sisters? Listen.
Yes.
Psalm 84 and 1. How amiable. Means how beautiful and how lovely are thy tabernacles, O Lord of hosts, how beautiful. My soul longeth, Brother Charles, my soul longeth, yea, even fainteth, for the courts of the Lord. I even get excited and happy when I reach the courts before I ever enter the house of the Lord. I start getting side excited when I get out of my car, when I get out of my truck, when I get out of that SUV, when my feet hit the blacktop and the sidewalk. I'm excited to come to the house of the Lord. Well, praise the Lord. I get excited before I come through those front doors. This is the best place in the world. Hallelujah to God.
Yeah.
Woo! I believe I'll go. I feel like God's going to do something tonight. Have you ever had that longing? What are you going to do tonight, Lord? Is this my night? I didn't get a touch from the glory world. Is this my night, God, that I can shout and praise you and feel the blessing of the Lord? I get excited in the courts, but I'm not coming through thy gates with thanksgiving and enter into the courts with praise. I'll be thankful unto the Lord and bless his name. Hallelujah.
Amen.
For the Lord is good.
His mercy
is everlasting. And his truth endureth through all generations. And I'm in that generation. If you can't get excited, say, Jesus, help me. Thank you, Lord. He goes on. My heart and my flesh cry out for the living God. I like this part right here. And I looked it up. Actually, I did, because I really didn't know. Yea, the sparrow. How many's ever seen a little feller like this? Wings and a tail.
Oh, yeah.
Little nice beak. Go to McDonald's, they'll come up, and it's summertime, you're eating french fries.
They want one.
Sitting there. Roll the window down, them little fellers down there looking up at you, saying, you're going to give us a piece of a fry.
Yeah.
We're so hungry. And them little feet just go over in like in there, just look up at you. Ain't you gonna give me a french fry? It's hard not to feel sorry for a little critter like that. Looking up, saying, I'm hungry too. I can't go in there. You went in there and got you something.
Yeah, right. Go up. Yeah.
Lord, I love you.
Yeah.
Yea, the sparrow hath found a house. I'm going to tell you where it's at. The sparrow hath found a house, and a swallow a nest for herself, where she may lay her young. Even thine altars, O Lord of hosts, my King and my God. Like in the Bible days, when they erect a big old altar, they would build it out of stone. They place them big stones on one another like it's great. They'd start on the bottom level, and they would come up all the way up, laying stone all the way up so high, and they would all put their offerings up on top of that altar. How many times David came that somewhere right in the midst of on the cracks on those rocks way back on the inside, not where the flames at, to the little sparrow. David said, I've looked back in and I've seen him fly back in. And I've looked inside and I see that mother setting on those little young. She'll go and get food and bring in. Where at, David? Inside of the altar, in that altar, the stones. Said, yea, they long for the altar of God. He said, I want to build and raise my family near the altar too. Raise your little hand. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I want to raise my children around the altar. I want to raise them up in the love and the fear of God. Look back and see them little tiny birds in there. Hallelujah. I want to long, God, for you.
Yes.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
He said, blessed
yes.
are they that dwell, D-W-E-L-L, dwell in thy house. They will be still praising thee, Selah. When David was a writing that and he wrote Selah, he put a period at the end of that sentence there. And Selah means stop and take notice of what I just told you all.
Thank you, Lord.
Blessed are they that dwell in thy house. They will be still praising thee, period, Selah. Think about what I just told you.
Woo!
Oh, God. The more you're faithful to the house of the Lord, the stronger and the happier you will be.
Yes.
The devil will not drown you out. The troubles and trials and problems will come, and you'll still be standing and praising the Lord. Blessed are they that dwell in the house of the Lord. They'll still have the victory. Raise your little hand and praise Him. There's victory in the house of the Lord. How did you do it, Brother Tommy? How have you lived all these years, 48 years? I stayed in church. And I was faithful unto the house of the Lord. It's a best place this side of heaven.
Amen.
Hallelujah to God. Yeah. Y'all learn anything then? Blessed is the man whose strength is in thee. Who passing through the valley of Baca, through the valley of weeping, they make it a well, and the rain also filleth the pools. They go from strength to strength. Every one of them in Zion appeareth before God. For a day in thy courts is better than 1,000. I'd rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than to dwell in the tents of wickedness. I'd rather be a doorman back there and have the blessing and the power of God than anything in this world. This world's got its money and its gold, its lust and its pleasures and entertainment, but I'd rather be a doorkeeper in the house of the Lord. And I say, God is in the midst of His people. I give Him the praise in the house.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Way glory. Hallelujah. They go from strength to strength.
What's that mean? They go from strength to strength. I said between that strength and the next strength that you get, there's a low place. There's times that we face our weakness. Listen now, there is times that we have our afflictions. You don't always stand up and stay up on the mountain.
Right.
It's good when you go up into the mount of God's glory and feel His presence. And there's an overflow on the inside of you, the spirit, the power, the anointing of God. They go from strength to strength. Listen, there'll be times you'll slide right down the mountain, right into a deep, dark valley of trouble and trial.
Right.
And you go through that for a little while. It's low. It's a place of affliction. It's a place of questions.
Right.
It's a place of trouble. It's a place that you reach for God, you cry to Him. And it ain't very long you come into the house of the Lord, and He brings you to another place. He lifts you up into His glory and sets you on high again. So they go from strength through, and God brings them through, and He brings them out. And hey, I'm back up. Raise your little hand right here. I'm back up. God has raised me back up, and He helped me, Sister Maria. Oh, He's helped me again. Here I am. Holy Lord, yes. I love you. I know people get burdened for me, Jesus, when they see I ain't able to smile and I'm a hurting. They say, I hope, God, would you please move on Brother Tommy and help him? And I hold on. There's times you struggle. There's times you struggle in your faith.
Right.
Things hit you. They hit you. How many's ever looked at you and say, God, would you touch Sissy? Touch my brother. Touch him, help him.
Yes.
When you all gathered around Sister Sue there a while ago. That's beautiful. That's
right.
Beautiful. We lean on one another's strength. We lean on one another's faith. When they gather around you, you go from strength to strength. There's another high place God's got just for you. Another high place. Another place of elevation. Another time God lifts you up. Right? I feel the Lord here tonight. Oh, God.
Come on.
Oh, Jesus, just wave your hand to Him right here. Lord, there's a high place. There's a higher place, a higher realm, Lord. Can I tell us to keep on praying for one another? Keep on praying for one another. Hold one another up. If I'm in a high place, Brother Ron, I'd like to reach over and get somebody's hand, say, you can get up here too. Come on. Man, I felt that go over me. Ooh, ain't you glad, Sister Linda Gale? Somebody can help you. Get a hold of you. and lift you up into the high place.
Right.
Oh, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Nothing any sweeter, nothing any better than being lifted up into God's presence.
Right.
Oh, goodness sakes, God. I've got, oh, Lord, I've got a bunch of other scriptures.
What am I going to do? It's getting late, ain't it?
Lord, Jesus. How many wants to prosper, and I'm going to quit with this, how many wants to prosper and flourish? Can you say, dear Lord, plant me in your house, and make me strong to stand and to endure. Make me strong. Plant me, O God. Psalm 92 and 12, Brother Ron, you know it. The righteous shall flourish like the palm tree. He shall grow like a cedar in Lebanon. Those that be planted where? In the house of the Lord shall flourish in the courts of our God. They shall still bring forth fruit in old age. They shall be fat and flourish. And God, come, would you come to the piano? God will plant you. He'll make you strong like the palm tree and the cedar of Lebanon. Hallelujah. One more. Would you stand with me here tonight, those that are able? Psalm 52 and 8. Oh, I love this, Brother Charles. Brother Ronnie Ray. I love this scripture. But I am like a green olive tree in the house of my God. I trust in the mercy of God forever and ever. And I will praise thee forever. What did you say, King David? I'm like a green olive tree. Where at? In the house of God. The olive tree, listen, is the longest living tree in all of the Holy Land. It is the most productive and the fruitful of all trees. The leaves from this tree are an emblem of peace and prosperity. It's the most valuable of all trees. Hallelujah, because of the oil that is harvested from the olives that grace the branches of the olive tree. For out of the olives come the precious olive oil that was used to make the anointing oil to anoint the kings, the prophets, and the priests. The precious oil is a symbol of the anointing of God's Spirit, Holy Ghost, and power. It was used to make perfume. It was used for healing balm for wounds. Used to make and to put in their foods. It's been recorded that just one olive tree can produce 1,000 pounds of olive oil in 1 year. No wonder David said, I'm like a green olive tree in the house of my God. I am alive and I am thriving and I'm blessed in the Lord and I'm prospered in His Spirit. I believe I'm going to stay in God's presence and be rooted and grounded in Him. Come on, let's find a place to pray here tonight and say, Lord, there's no place like the house of the Lord. There's no better place for me, God, to prosper and to be blessed in the Lord. Woo! Come on, say, Jesus, anchor me, Lord, in your house. Hallelujah. No sweeter place. Come on, children, come on. My refuge.
Out to people. Went out there, looked way over, there's a building sitting way over there, and there's a picnic table there under the shed. Black lady sitting over at a table. The Lord said, go over there and give her a track with us to her. So I went up, I went over there, and I handed that track to her. I said, sissy, she told her me. I said, what's that say right there? Don't give up, there's hope. And I said, you've got that right. And I stood right there and I gave her my testimony. And we both was shouting. She's a Christian. And she said to me, I like this. She said, what are we going to do? She said, people don't know how good God is. I said, you've got that right. I said, he's so precious. He loves us. She said, what are we going to do to get everybody to believe in our God? I'm like, what can we do? I said, just keep right on smiling like me and here are smiling. And just keep right on praising God and worshiping him. And honest, Brother Charles, I was a long way from my car. I parked my car way over in the other parking lot. And I got from here almost across the street to my car. And all of a sudden, I heard a war whoop over there. And I looked around and she said, glory to God, brother. There is hope in him. Evidently, she got in there and started reading that thing. And I looked over there, she had both hands up like this. And glory to God, brother, there is hope in him. And I raised both of my hands and we was praising the Lord long distance.
this is fun.
Amen.
Oh.